Christian man, I'd probably be kicking in your ass.
Hello and welcome to a new adventure for me. This is JB and this is episode 1 of the JB Low Tech Podcast. I'm venturing out on my own, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I'd like to thank Tony Lee for the show intro. I thought I'd have something a little perky. The JB Low Tech Podcast is a one-man, one-mic, for now, no guests and no sponsor. No studio, just me in my man cave. And again, I want to thank Tony Lee for such a great intro. As a kid growing up in St. Louis, Missouri, my father, as my brothers called him, the creator of surround sound, placed speakers strategically through the house, one in the bathroom, one in the kitchen, one on our back porch to our home. We had a patio with a roof on it that he built himself, and he put in a spot for two speakers, and also he ran a wire to the neighbor's home, actually neighbor's garage. So if he was playing music, the music would follow him wherever he went. If he was listening to sports on the mighty 1120 KMOX in St. Louis, that followed him too. The reason why I bring this up and tell that story, radio has always had an effect on me because I always got to listen as a kid. I was always intrigued by the rich voices that I heard as a kid growing up in St. Louis on KMOX. Just a few, Harry Carey and Jack Buck, when I was a really young kid on Cardinal Baseball. Also Jack Buck and others did Big Red Cardinal Football. Dan Kelly, who was a radio Hall of Famer and the best hockey broadcaster for his time, was the St. Louis Blues regular TV and radio broadcaster. And for a few years, we had an ABA team, and Bob Costas was our radio play-by-play person. Again, state that this podcast will be mainly me alone just riffing on my thoughts of the day or the week. And it could vary from sports to politics to race to hobbies. Might even talk about dating. I have a lot of experience in that. Or whatever just catches my fancy. I would have to say, and sorry for the silence there, I would have to say that also being lucky to having the fortune to hang out and learn from one of the best in Minnesota, Tom Bernard, has helped me along the way. 22 years hanging out with him on radio at KQRS, and then 5 years on his family podcast. A lot of fun, got to interview a lot of people, talk with a lot of different people with a lot of different backgrounds and stories. I enjoyed my time, especially talking to comics and interviewing them on the podcast. And also learning from people like Terry Train, Tony Lee, Mike Stretch Gelfand, Philip Wise, or the Philly Dog as we called him, and Bob Sansevier. Having tons of fun with those guys and just hanging out. Now I'm going to take a swing at podcasting. I hope I'm a better hitter than I am in my 23-year career of 35 and older baseball. There will be a lot of stories, facts, and common sense on this podcast. I'm going to talk about, as I stated before, politics, sports, hobbies, race, raising a family, working jobs, stories of my background in life, or as my dad would just say, just plain on living. So with all of that intro, I would just say, on with the show. Welcome back to the JB Low Tech Podcast. Why did I come back to the song Aqua Boogie by Parliament Funkadelic? Well, one, it's one of my favorite songs. And two, I started another new venture in January. It was a new side business that I own myself, and as the song Aqua Boogie talks about, not getting underwater with all that's going on in this country right now, and the economy and COVID and all the things we're dealing with. Americans, we are trying to stay above water financially. My new business, which is a baseball softball glove repair business, something that I learned to do as an equipment manager at the University of Minnesota. I thought, hey, why can't I just take that and earn some extra side money and then have it as a retirement job when I retire in the next 5-6 years. But then it also made me think about a topic. Why do people have side jobs? And it has to be more than just money, making money, needing to make money. So I did a little research, and according to a group called Bank Rate, only 4-5% of Americans work 2 full-time jobs, which would make sense because you need time for family or your personal life or getting rest or other interests you may have. But 38% of Americans have a part-time, or as the kids say, a side hustle these days. And then it made me wonder why they would getting a second job. Well, of course, more money. But then there's other things at play. Like in my case, I'm my own boss. The job interests me because it keeps me somewhat involved in sports. Some other people do it because it gives them the freedom to come and go as they please with a job. A lot of millennials don't want to be tied down and stressed out by a career. So they work enough to make money just for their style of existing in this world, you know. Millennials don't believe in big houses and heavy mortgages. They would rather live in an apartment or share a home with 2-3 friends and then have the freedom to travel, come and go, buy other things, invest heavily in their hobbies. Also, it's less stressful. And with all the anxiety this world is suffering today, for many different reasons, the less anxiety, the better off you are. So, I don't know if it's a generational thing, probably, because my parents in their generation, all they thought about was getting a job, working a job, and some of their peers were looking for careers and whatnot, but it was getting a job so they could raise a family, and there was extra money after that. Then came the fun parts of travel or sprucing up a home for entertaining guests, as my parents did constantly. And then my generation, we got jobs because that's what we were taught to do, and go out and make your mark in the world. Yes, we also want the extras that come with financial security. You know, buy a home and travel, see the world, invest in your hobbies, maybe play recreational sports like I've done for the past 23 years. But as I stated, now my son, who will be turning 31 soon, his generation, they have flipped that on its head, and they're into less owning and more, for lack of a better term, fun, relaxation, which isn't all bad if it works for them. But you also find a certain percentage of them also living with their parents, which allows them to have that lifestyle. Is it right? Is it wrong? That's up to each family and each person to decide. I'm not here to put a judgment on it. I'm just here to give facts. So, I'm going to step away here for a second, collect my thoughts, so I can riff on my final thought. And riffing is what I'm going to be doing on this next topic. Well, welcome back to the third and final segment of the first recording, or the first episode of the JB podcast, low-tech podcast, that is. I want to thank a gentleman by the name of Michael Bryant of Bradshaw and Bryant for something he said to me once when I tweeted out the idea of having my own podcast. And he asked the question, would I have anything to talk about? Well, Mike, I'm going to have a lot to talk about on this next topic. So here we go. The song you just heard was Parliament Funkadelic, Knee Deep. It was my high school, kind of my unofficial high school fight song. And it makes you move and groove. But dancing's fine. Dancing is wonderful. The question I have to ask is, do African Americans have to always be portrayed to dance in commercials? Especially fast food commercials. I don't know what's going on with that. Is it they think we've never seen food before? Yes, we've seen food before. And no, we don't dance when we get food. Little kids dance, but that would be little kids of all races when they're happy, when they have a favorite food or whatnot. But to dance because of a Whopper or Popeye chicken sandwich, I find to be degrading and demoralizing. I don't understand what the advertisers are who they're trying to reach. They think that's the only way to reach African Americans is by having another African American dance in a commercial? Are they just playing up to stereotypes that all black people can, or all African Americans can dance well? I myself am on the borderline of that stereotype. Or they just use it to continue this, as I stated, the stereotype that all African Americans can dance and it's entertaining. For me, it's unsettling. I sit back and watch commercial after commercial after commercial with African Americans in the commercials, which, believe me, I'm thankful that they're getting the work and we're being portrayed in commercials, because that's one form of letting all people know that we exist and we have healthy lifestyles and we have hopes and dreams also. But we can portray that without having to strut our stuff constantly or to shuck and jive, as some people would say. I don't want to come off as heavy and controversial in the first episode, but it just drives me up a wall. you see white families being allowed to kind of be themselves in commercial, and Asian families, and Latino families, Latinx families, be themselves, maybe goofy, maybe a little funny. But rarely do you see an African American family portrayed in such a light. It's always dancing or eye bulging or neck rolling. In these times of social unrest, you would think that the advertisers would back down and back off such advertising tactics and just play it straight. Yes, show all races. Yes, show them all in good light. Maybe humorous. But at some point, the step and fetch it routine has to go away in this country. To be honest, when those companies that do that, I do not buy their products. But that's just me, one man, one voice. Am I changing the world? No. Am I changing my world? Yes. And most people probably don't even notice. So maybe after you listen to this and you see some of those commercials, maybe it may come to light for you a little bit better. Well, this has been helpful for me to get this started and get this kicked off. I found that talking on the mic actually relaxes me, relieves my anxiety, and help bring down the day. So thank you for listening to episode 1 of the JB Load Tech Podcasts. Remember, it's one man, one mic, in his man cave alone. Trying to make the world a little bit better. Just having fun, just riffing about society in general. Well, that's all I got today, people. I'm gonna wrap this up with another Tony Lee intro or exit.
Look out for a brother, man.
What you gonna play now?
Is it going crazy?
I'm
hungry.
Baby, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2.
Black is black.
And you're black.
He was as big as Muhammad Ali.
Black is beautiful.
Right on.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black. I'm blacker than black, yo, because I'm black, black.
I want y'all to show some love for the hilarious Mr.
J.B. The Black Avenger.
Godfrey Cambridge's Grave Digger Jones. Raymond St. Jock is Coffinhead Johnson.
Look out for a brother, man.
What you gonna play now?
Is it going crazy?